This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A little later, some strange stuff happening in physics. But now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Spring is here, and maybe in your part of the world, that means flowers popping and birds migrating. Migrating people, though, can have serious consequences in this COVID world. If you're in a beach-centered community in Florida, spring means spring break party season. And this year, even as the pandemic continues, it's party on. Joining me now to talk about spring break in Florida and its intersection with health is Veronica Zaragovia, who is the healthcare reporter at WLRN based in Miami Beach. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you, Ira. Thanks for having me.
For those of us in a cave who are not familiar with this tradition, give me a spring break primer on this.
Well, basically, starting in late February, we start receiving a lot of the college-age students who come down, and that keeps happening till about mid-April. Peak time is mid or late March. And here in South Florida, wherever the beaches are, you'll definitely find some degree of spring break going on.
Is it true that this year they were basically invited down by the governor?
That's right. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has said multiple times in press conferences that Florida is open for business, in his words, and he said that the state will definitely not have any lockdowns. The tourists that I've spoken to specifically said that they came down because of the weather. And secondly, because everything is open and they'd say, you know, California is closed, or that they just wanted to come to a state that didn't have mask mandates, everything's open. So that kind of rhetoric from the governor did come across as an invitation for everybody to come down.
Are different municipalities then handling the situation in different ways?
Yes, basically across Florida, most municipalities have to just depend on asking people to think of all of the measures that we've had throughout the pandemic to stop the spread of the coronavirus. While in Miami Beach, it's more of like a reminder with the police cars and police officers everywhere. Florida is set up in such a way that we have mayors of the counties and of cities. And so the county of Miami-Dade has had a curfew throughout much of the pandemic from midnight to 6 a.m., so now the city of Miami Beach put a separate curfew starting at 8 p.m. through 6 a.m. from Thursday evening to Monday morning. In a city like Fort Lauderdale, it has really just been, you know, the mayor put out a video on Twitter welcoming everybody to the beaches of Fort Lauderdale and just kindly asking everybody to consider those measures to stand apart, to wear their masks. Sometimes they're just depending on the will of people to help control the spread of this virus.
So what's the solution? It's not just to say don't come, because tourism is very vital to these areas.
Absolutely. And because of the pandemic, the hospitality and tourism industry has been hard hit. Rates of occupancy at hotels are down. And so scientists and doctors are aware that they have to give options for people to stay safe while also recognizing that the state's economy depends so much on tourism. Epidemiologists we've spoken to, like Cindy Prince at the University of Florida, has told us, you know, the beach is a very safe place. It's windy and there's usually space to spread out, but you need to be cautious.
Enjoy going to the beach, enjoy those activities, but not doing it to the point where you're throwing caution to the wind and partying with everyone. We're definitely nowhere near community immunity at this point.
Let's talk about the numbers in Florida, the vaccination rates, new infections, the rising variants. How are the numbers doing?
Florida has 15% of its population fully vaccinated. The numbers of positive COVID-19 cases are increasing. Usually, experts say look at the 14-day percent positivity rate rather than the daily, because that shows you more of a trend. And it has been going up both in the state and in Miami-Dade County. It's above that 5% rate that the World Health Organization had set as like a good mark for businesses to open. According to a CDC map that's called the U.S. COVID-19 cases caused by variants, Florida has the most of all the variants, the ones that have been identified originally in the UK, in Brazil, and South Africa. And so that's a big concern to the scientists and doctors I've spoken to, because we have just not enough of younger people who work in the hospitality industry vaccinated. And so when you have so many tourists coming down and just not enough people vaccinated, that's a perfect opportunity for another variant to be created. And of course, for these variants that we have to spread, either people bring variants here or they take them with them back home.
Well, this is an interesting topic that we'll keep watching, certainly as the season progresses. Veronica, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Ira. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Veronica Zaragovia, healthcare reporter for WLRN. And you can read her story on our website at sciencefriday.com/springbreak.